KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's just after 8 o'clock. We have clear skies and 42 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be sunny here today with a high of 67. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your Train home comfort specialist dealer. In the news, state officials say 16 Iowa towns that received loans for water quality projects will end up saving money because of interest rate cuts. The Iowa Finance Authority and the Department of Natural Resources says those towns will see a combined savings of $1.5 million over the life of their loans. They have been paying 3% interest on the loans, but the rates are being lowered to 1.75%. The state revolving fund is one of the main sources for projects to improve Iowa's drinking water and to enhance wastewater and pollution control. Among the towns that will realize the savings are Audubon, Carroll, and Neola. News time is 8:02.
Last week, Mark became the proud father of twins.
Look, pumpkin silk diapers.
Like any new father, he wants the best for his girls. So he also became the proud owner of a Train central cooling system. It keeps Mark's whole house cool and comfortable no matter how hot it gets outside.
Doesn't that feel good?
And since Train systems can also lower energy costs, there's more for the college fund.
Ivy League, of course.
When they say expect more from a Train, they back it with over 90 years of industry-leading innovation, engineering, and manufacturing excellence. Hi, this is Bob Jacobson, owner of Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your area Train dealer. You know the true Train difference? You, your family, your comfort, and what it means most to us is providing better, healthier air for those that mean the most to you. Shouldn't that be reason enough to call me now at 877-838-8580? Call me now and let me show you how you can save money with a new Train home comfort system. 877-838-8580, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a Train.
Well, recent wet weather is the only thing that appears to be slowing progress on the senior activities area at Sunnyside Park here in Atlantic. Parks and Rec Director Roger Herring announced Monday that grading is the next major step, but that many contractors are very busy with other projects to find enough time to work on the park. On the bright side, a local contractor has stepped forward with a generous donation of time and labor for that portion of the project.
Stamp Construction came out and looked the project over. Was so excited about it, and this is really, really exciting to me, is that they are willing to do the grading for the cost of the gas alone. They are willing to contribute the time and labor to grade the area, because Rob Stamp thinks it's such an exciting thing for our community in that, and he also is very good friends with the Trevor Frederickson Foundation and also with the Dean Orsted family, so he wants to be a part of that.
Herring said that Stamp should be able to get to work on the grading done within the next couple of weeks, weather permitting, of course. He said also that Melanie Petty with the Frederickson Foundation has informed him the foundation is willing to help out with the cost of the horseshoe, bocce ball, and badminton equipment, in addition to the labor and expertise needed to set up those activity areas. In other business, Herring told the Parks and Rec Board Monday evening that the Iowa Department of Transportation has approved a $40,000 TAP, that's Transportation Alternative Program, grant application submitted on behalf of the Parks and Rec Board by SWPCO for a concrete renovation of the Bull Creek pathway in front of the Schuler Elementary School.
The middle school uses that a lot for PE. They use it for their cross-country. They use it a lot, and it would complete the intra city bike path. That's why the focus has gone there. And it's very narrow and it's rutty right now and it's really crooked, and we're going to have to straighten it out a little bit and take a little bit of a different path to get through there. But it'll be exciting to be able to complete the intra-city bike path from basically from 17th and Olive all the way out to Schulberg Recreation Area.
Herring said also that the Roy Newberg family has agreed to purchase two memorial benches in his name to be installed by the West Kiosk of the Schulberg Recreation Area. And on a separate note, Herring reported that the six dog waste stations around the city's trails and rec area are being used as intended, and he thanked the board Vice President Mary Strong, Dr. Keith Leonard, who is formerly with the Atlantic Animal Health Center, and Dave and Barb Chase for their donations in making those cleanup stations possible. Signs or placards will be made up for those posts to that effect, which may spur additional sponsorship, according to Herring, especially for the dog waste bags included at each station.
Something that it helps with, I think, is that if people see that somebody bought that for them, they may say, hey, I would like to help.
And a committee comprised of Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department Director Roger Herring and Melanie Dunphy with the Nishnevalley YMCA has completed the process of interviewing prospective candidates for the on-site pool manager's position at the Atlantic Public Pool. Herring, who made the announcement during Monday night's meeting of the Park and Rec Board, said there were three finalists for the position.
And I would put before you the name of Tierney Camise as the new pool manager to be approved for this summer to manage our pool. And then I would also include her name as the new head swim coach for the summer rec program for swim team as well.
Tierney is finishing her junior year at ISU, working toward her degree in kinesiology and a minor in exercise science. Herring says that she only needs to complete her certified pool operator's license as a prerequisite before she can accept the position. If she does not complete that requirement in a reasonable amount of time, the position will be offered to the next best qualified candidate. The salary for pool manager will be approximately $4,800 for the summer, with a swim coach's job paying an additional $1,300. And Herring mentioned that the Atlantic swim team will be joining a new conference this year. The Tri-State Conference is made up of competitors from Iowa, Missouri, and Nebraska.
Missouri would be Maryville, Nebraska would be Nebraska City, Syracuse, and the rest are Southwest Iowa teams like Shenandoah and that. And it's a very good league, and we've got the schedule all figured out for our swim meets and everything else. So we're all set to go there.
And he added that they will likely be hiring an assistant swim coach to help Camise out. The position will be a few hundred dollars. Herring said also that Brett Johnson and Lucas Mosier will be the softball coordinators for the City of Atlantic's summer recreation program. The Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs announced last week that it has approved the Iowa Great Places Citizen Advisory Board's recommendation to award $65,000 to the Museum of Danish America's Curatorial Center in Elkhorn for their green roof and prairie installation for landscape enhancements and fabrication, as well as the installation of 9 interpretive signs at the new 8,000-square-foot curatorial center. Terry Johnson, administrative manager at the Museum of Danish America, which is formerly known as the Danish Immigrant Museum, says funding from the Great Places program has given the museum the opportunity to continue developing its 30-acre Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park. And this year, they'll install additional interpretive signs, plant some trees, as well as 2 rose meadows, and install a green roof on a new 8,000-square-foot curatorial center. The green roof will serve as an elevated continuation of the Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park. And the Danish villages of Elkhorn and Kimbleton, by the way, received their designation as an Iowa Great Place back in 2010. Taking a look at world headlines at this hour, the confirmed death toll from last week's ferry sinking off the southern coast of South Korea has now reached 113, and another 190 people are still missing. Rescue officials say most of the bodies in the submerged ferry have been found on the third and fourth floors, where many passengers seem to have gathered. Many of the people on board were high school students, and they were housed in cabins on the fourth floor. Japanese and U.S. negotiators are struggling to reach a preliminary agreement on a free trade pact. Japan's economy minister said both sides remain at a considerable distance over trade in farm products and vehicles. President Obama is expected to arrive in Japan for Thursday's summit with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. And authorities say a man who fled to Africa after being charged in 2010 with raping a child in western New York has been captured in Britain after arriving there over the weekend. The sheriff's office in Onondaga County said Tobias Bowen was charged with rape in a Syracuse suburb. After his $10,000 bail was posted, he fled to his native Liberia. U.S. Marshals tracked him down in Liberia and knew that he would be arriving in London. Bowen is awaiting extradition to the U.S. News time is 8:10.
Part of making a major purchase is knowing what kind of service it'll require. For reliable home comfort systems, just look to us. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your local train dealer. Bob Jacobson here. From major repairs, including new house construction, to seasonal maintenance, we can make your home more comfortable. When it comes to heating, cooling, venting, or plumbing your new home or existing residence, Jacobson Plumbing and Heating can get the job done right and in a professional, timely manner. How can I be sure? Because when you call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating, you'll talk with me, the owner, and I'm also the one who will be doing the work. It's my name and my reputation at stake, 2 things I don't take lightly. I'll do the work, and I'll do it right. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Don't put it off. Call me right now, 877-838-8580. Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train.
And in the funeral announcements, Christopher Long, age 26, of rural Stewart and formerly of Panora, died Wednesday in Stewart. Memorial services for Christopher Long will be today at 10:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Doug Ludwig, age 61, of Casey, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Paul Doug Ludwig will be on Wednesday, tomorrow at 10 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair has arrangements. Thomas Schroyer, age 76, of Panora, died Sunday at the Guthrie County Hospital. Funeral services for Thomas Schroyer will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Herbert Hansen, age 89, of Brayton, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Celebration of life services for Herbert Hansen will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Scott Greving, age 33, of Carroll, died Saturday. A massive Christian burial service for Scott Greving will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home of Carroll has arrangements. Jack Rogers, age 80, of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Jack Rogers will be Thursday at 10:30 at the United Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Richard Dick Hansen, age 74, of Atlantic, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dick Hansen will be this Thursday at 11 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Susan Nymond, age 56, of Elkhorn, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Susan Nymond will be held on Thursday at 2 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Martha Whetstone, age 88, of Guthrie Center, died Sunday. Funeral services for Martha Whetstone will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Martha Baldus, age 95, who's formerly of Carroll, died Sunday in Minnesota. A massive Christian burial service for Mary Baldus will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Holy Spirit Church in Carroll. Odie Twitt Funeral Home in Carroll has arrangements. Wilma White, age 95, of Greenfield, died Monday at the Greenfield Manor. Funeral services for Wilma White will be Friday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carl Johnson, age 92, who's formerly of Lewis and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Griswold Care Center. Memorial services for Carl Johnson will be held Friday at 1 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Milton Doyle Craig, age 86, of Stewart and formerly of Menlo, died Sunday at the Stewart Community Care Center. Graveside services for Milton Craig will be Friday at 2:30 at the Rose Hill Cemetery in Menlo. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Thomas Tom Ingersoll, Jr., age 60, formerly of the Villisca area, died December 29th in California. A celebration of life service for Tom Ingersoll, Jr. will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Nelson Boylan Lorette Funeral Chapel in Red Oak. Charles Berndt, age 88, of Harlan, died Friday at the Avoca Nursing and Rehab Center. Memorial services for Charles Berndt will be held on Saturday at 11 o'clock at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Gladys Ocker, age 81, of Linden and formerly of Ankeny, died Wednesday. A private graveside service is planned for Gladys Ocker. Johnson Family Funeral Home Stewart Chapel has the arrangements. Charles Chuck Brightwell, age 76, of Creston, died Sunday. Services for Chuck Brightwell are pending at the Pearson Funeral Home in Creston. And Eugene Phelps, age 76, of Bayard, died Saturday in Iowa City. Services for Eugene Phelps are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.